You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Drew Lerner is here from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Drew, let's start with the weather in the Midwest. It looks like rainfall on and off for a period of days. Can you tell me about the forecast?
Well, it certainly does look like it's going to be a bit of a mess for a while. We do have two storm systems that will be impacting the region. The first one is already getting underway. It's getting more intense across parts of South Dakota, Iowa, and Nebraska at this hour. And as we go forward through the balance of this day, we'll likely see a new area of stronger thunderstorms developing across Illinois and parts of Indiana. And that will shift eastward overnight tonight and into the morning tomorrow, impacting the rest of Indiana and parts of Ohio. We'll see a fair amount of moisture with this event. The early indications here suggest the totals are probably going to run anywhere from around a couple tenths of an inch upwards to three quarters of an inch, except in eastern and southern Illinois and west central and southwestern Indiana, where we will see some 1 to 2 inch amounts, maybe something a little bit greater. Now, once this system is out of the way, there will be a second one, and we'll wait for that to occur as we get into the weekend. That particular storm system is going to begin in the Central Plains as we get out towards Friday afternoon. It'll come racing across the east side of the Mississippi River as we get into Saturday morning, in all day Saturday and into Sunday morning. We're going to have plenty of moisture around and, unfortunately, not a lot of field work.
And then if you look further into the next week, what do you see?
The good news is that it will be drier next week. Temperatures might be a little bit on the mild side, but certainly no more big storms expected. We should be able to go from Monday into the following Saturday, which without any real meaningful precipitation. It may not be completely dry, but what rain does occur is going to be extremely brief and light, and we'll see a lot of sunshine and relatively good drying conditions. Like I said, it will be a little bit on the mild to cool side, so it's going to be a slow drying rate, but we will make progress in the right direction.
The good direction for farmers to put a crop in the ground in the first week of May. How about weeks 2 and 3? Do you know?
Well, it still looks like we'll probably continue to alternate back and forth between the wetter and the drier bias. It's really very typical springtime weather, and I think we'll do relatively well over this period of time getting into the fields. You know, we've got this great technology anymore. You give us a couple of days where the ground is firm enough to get into, and we can plant a big percentage of this crop, and I think that'll come up as we go into May. It's going to be a very good outlook.
Hey, thanks so much.
Have a great afternoon.